Greetings, adventurers. You have joined us for another episode of the Drunks and Dragons podcast. I am your dungeon master, Michael Thrifty Nerd Tomorrow, and with me is Mike Bachman.
I just found out I'm the ugliest of three of the male members of this podcast.
Wait, which? There's only three?
There's only three male members?
Oh, I'm sorry. I was confused about some of our members.
I thought you were going for a deep cut right there. I got really nervous.
I was like, man. Is he calling me a little boy because of my haircut? Because I am.
Jennifer Cheeks here.
What's up? I'm here.
Nika Howard.
It is me, Nika, and I just stumbled upon some yaoi that is just wowie.
That's me constantly on Tumblr. Earlier this week was on Tumblr on the train, and I'm like, when is a dick gonna come up on my stream? It did not happen.
It is right now.
It'll happen,
big old Levi dick.
You can't keep Tumblr from showing you a dick. It'll do it.
I hate when it does it to me while I'm at work.
You can't be having dicks on your work screen.
Tim's here.
It's great to be here. I'm sorry. Allow me to apologize for this filth, because first and foremost, I think we're a family podcast with values.
No way, it's the dick cast.
Dick.
I guess
dick,
if you're
dick,
on it,
dick.
It is.
Yeah,
oh,
what?
Man.
Are you calling me a dick, or are you saying that I'm a connoisseur of them? Because that's both true.
Stop it. That's not true.
It's not true at all, actually.
Okay, we're a Dungeons & Dragons podcast, 5th edition.
I am sorry.
Yeah, this is probably a good time to turn the chat off.
This is why the chat is the devil.
It's getting pretty saucy.
Man, whoa, the 23rd, we're only going to be able to remind you one more time to go to patreon.com/dndpodcast and give us at least $5 if you want to get a Winter Solstice card. And a gift from us.
Oh my gosh.
And you know you want it.
Until supplies run out.
Yeah. And then, tough titty, you won't get it.
Right, well, you'll still get the Christmas. I did it again.
Oh, you're like not welcoming at all.
You're worse than Starbucks or just like Starbucks. I don't entirely understand.
I'm not sure which side is what.
Yeah, I don't know what's happening with Starbucks. I can't remember.
Because I'm usually very conscientious about that. So it's a little bit less than 1 month until winter solstice. It's it's December 23rd this year. It's the most magical day of the year. If you go back and listen to episode, I believe it's 57, which is the one where I say, if it's 2015, say Aegon to me.
No, wait. Winter solstice. Oh, that's with Tom's ghost.
Well, yeah, literally every day, at least one person says Aegon to me. And it's fucking November. So, thank you for that.
It makes
me happy. I favorite every one of them, unless I forget.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Yeah, I guess people are listening to that in 2016. Oh. Then what's going to happen?
Oh, boy.
I don't know.
Chaos,
probably. I'm talking to future people in it, and...
Yeah.
Man.
And the future is the present. crazy.
It's so weird. Time.
How does time work?
Wait, so should we put a thing in here to have people tweet at us and tell us how good Half-Life 3 is whenever it gets released?
Half-Life 3?
Nika mentioned Half-Life 3 confirmed.
How's Attack on Titan Season 2? What's up with that? Yeah. Is it good?
Man, it was such a good season.
How is JoJo's Bizarre Adventure Arc 4?
How's the rest?
How's Sword Art Online Season 6?
Sorry.
What are we doing?
Sword Art Online 6, too many lollies.
Oh, no.
They're all a sister.
I'm sad now.
Oh, no.
And before unimagined young ages.
This is an embryo.
So we already did that. There's maybe still GeeklyCon tickets left, so geeklycon.com/justgeeklycon.com.
Just do it.
I don't know.
Go there.
Let's roll them bones, dog.
Remember last week when Mike Bachman wasn't here for like a half hour and when we were trying to roll D20s?
I had to fix the sound on the TV so that Milady could watch
like
Army
Wives. It was like an
hour
and a half.
It was two hours.
So long.
I got an 18.
I rolled a 15.
I rolled a 16.
I got a 3.
Oh.
This is boding well for me.
Yeah, wow, that is very strange.
Somebody in the chat room at twitch.tv/geeklyinc every other Thursday just said, this is a Dungeons & Dragons podcast?
That's a good question.
Oddly enough, it is.
The beginning of it is not.
The beginning of it is pals catching up on the internet.
Even though we've been talking for a long time, we forget.
We love each other very much.
I got an 18, which I think is the highest.
Yeah, it's for sure your turn.
Okay, yeah. So Timothy. Last week on the Dungeons & Dragons podcast, of which we're recording, we basically snuck on into Grimoire's church.
It's not his name.
Which, oddly enough, had lights. And then this fucking genius, this paragon of sexy genius-tude, decided, you know what? On a lark, let's frick with his lamps. And he hated
just
it.
Just frick him up.
We fricked him the heck up.
And heck him right up.
We got all hecked up on the lamp. Then we charged in.
And as that was happening, I was going, really?
Are you for real?
Are you for real?
That's
hashtag
really what you're doing.
Are you for real?
I bet you actually had no way before we started for him to relight them, I bet.
Oh, yeah. No, I didn't.
Yeah, cool beans, cool beans. Good to see. Because he's either, like, casting three cantrips at once, which is too many.
Oh,
he
man.
He does actually have innate spellcasting ability, so...
He got a bushel of cantrips.
Based on the monster that he's based on a monster, which I am not going to tell you of which it is.
Why not? Oh, because you think we'll look it up.
Yeah, you'll look it up.
It's a goblin.
A bully one.
It's based off the orc from the new Lord of the Rings.
What if we break through this armor of his and it turns out he's just a minion underneath it?
Seven gnolls underneath the armor with a severed head of a sexy man.
Hold on, you mean like the yellow minions, the Twinkie minions with the glasses and the overalls?
Yes. Yes. And what if we peel back the armor and it's just Minion Yowie?
Oh, I'm upset. There was in the Minion movie, I believe, Tumblr told me this, there was a Minion wearing a thong, and that was very upsetting.
Oh, yeah.
Tumblr and also the movie theater where
it
she paid $7.
And other
yes.
things.
We must
it's
stop.
It's on a preview.
I will
yeah,
say.
They, like, they lean into that.
That's upsetting.
I will say that.
Minions have cloacas.
Last episode, I told Thrifty to make it very Minion heavy because that's what's popular right now. And then I said, because Minions are creatures with one hit point. And then he stopped talking to me for a week. Anyways,
well,
we
that's
started...
You were trying to get me to dress up as that as for Halloween.
Oh, that's right. Because we were recording on Halloween.
I actually got kind of offended by that.
Yeah, because you're the least attractive male. just kidding. This is a thing off air. I love Thrifty. But basically, we fought him. He's strong boy.
Bastard.
He's a big old boy.
And his armor, I guess, was powered by dragon lamps. And then this genius player character who is controlled by this genius player character just decided to shoot up his friggin' lamps like it's a John Woo movie. And then his armor got more shitty.
It kept making, like, explode.
Yeah. And I personally went to go to the bathroom at the end of the last episode, so I don't really know how it ended.
Tim, excuse me, but you forgot a very important part of the last episode.
Oh, the mouse.
And the mouse, Wiggins, the mouse.
We have a new mouse friend named Wiggins.
whom I've adopted also as my new son, in addition to Bucky. I have two sons. One is a good Yankee, and one is a mouse.
One is a mouse that you can only talk to, like, four times a day.
If I expend a spell slot to do that. We will be able to communicate with each other through emotions. I believe this.
Nonverbal communication. Yeah. 70% of communication.
He loves burritos.
Wait, can't Tom, like, talk to animals or something?
I can, actually.
Well, we're all clear. Great.
Wait,
we're a good
so
parenting
can you, though.
Co-team.
You
guys are common law married.
So it's just like another blood drinker.
Wait, didn't you just do that, like, last episode, Aludra?
Get a mouse?
Yeah, talk to a mouse.
Yeah, it lasts for 10 minutes. But I think I had to concentrate on it, so it might be done.
I mean, I think I literally have the exact same ritual. It's speak with animals.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, we have the exact same thing.
I didn't know that.
Okay. I thought yours was just on all the time.
No.
Should have said anything.
I mean, I have other things. Like I can talk to a spirit animal, like my fucking totem, and I can
Steve.
You know, do
actually,
like this like
not,
nature sense shit. But
this is not a concentrate one. It lasts for 10 minutes. Yep. Did you know you can learn, you can speak with plants? Apparently that's a spell.
Yeah.
Weird.
I listened to another podcast that did it.
So we are hanging out. We're
hanging out.
We're
yes.
hanging
turn
out
is it?
With Grimoire. In the dark. With
no,
Grimoire?
It's still, there's
still
lamps
a couple
left.
Lamps, right?
Yeah,
we gotta get them out.
There are two lamps remaining.
And whose turn is it?
I believe it is Tom's turn.
I attack the two lamps remaining. I get two attacks.
There are one is on one side of the room, one's the other side of the room.
You gotta pick.
Okay, which am I close to one of them?
Yes.
Okay, so can I attack that one and then move and attack the other one? I get two attacks.
Ooh.
I guess.
Yeah. Sure as fuck it can. Okay, so 15 plus 9, so 24.
That hits.
Do I have to roll damage? How much damage this guy got? It's a minion.
What is your plus to? It's a lamp. You hit it with a blood drinker and it explodes.
Okay,
it's a
cool.
lamp.
I'm
Wait,
sorry,
that means I could have destroyed all of them. Fuck.
Oh, yeah, you could have.
Oh,
okay.
No.
I was playing it safe.
I move to the other one and I roll the exact same amount and hit it as well.
This one doesn't break.
Oh, bullshit, it doesn't break. What?
No, I'm just kidding. It breaks.
All right.
You asshole.
His armor flares again, and now it looks kind of a little rusty.
Does he look rusty?
It's now made of cloth.
Does he look bad? Does he is he now
draggled?
The third sexiest man in this room?
He is still pretty sexy. He says to you, "I see you've figured out my lamp thing. Well, I'll still kick your asses."
So his intelligence is real low.
Thrifty has nothing to say to you.
His intelligence, he's pretty smart.
I think the entire listener dumb would be very upset if he did not exclaim, "I love lamp."
Does he love lamp?
Say the words, Michael. Just say it.
Just tell me. It's okay.
He wishes he had lamp still.
That's close.
He loves because he loves them.
Oh, okay.
Loves
all right,
lamp.
All right, there you go.
I was nervous.
I wasn't sure why, but no, that makes sense.
Aludra.
It's my turn. Oh, no.
It's your turn.
Well, then, my spell from before is still a thing, I believe, because Searing Smite says, next time you hit a creature with a melee weapon attack during the spell's duration, your weapon flares. And the duration is up to a minute. So is a minute passed or am I still in there?
It's been 6 seconds.
Nice! I want to try to hit him again with a melee attack. And I get also an extra attack. So how does that work exactly?
You just do it twice.
Okay. But do I roll attack roll twice and damage?
The way it works is you're attacking twice. So
two.
It should be two, but Thrifty might make you just do it once.
Well, I'm going to try. Okay, we'll
see. He likes to cut it down sometimes.
Okay, we'll see what happens.
You do it twice.
That was a better roll. This one is a 24. For melee.
That hit.
Heck yes. So I... Oh, boy.
And he dies because he's a minion.
I have improved Divine Smite, so I get to deal an extra 1d8 radiant damage. And because of my Searing Smite, I deal an extra 1d6 fire damage. So that's a 2d8s and a d6.
Nice.
Little pig doggy.
That pig in the room is so funny.
He is a little pig dog.
So, 2 to 3 different kinds of damage happening right now. I'm confusing myself.
Okay.
There's just my regular ass hammer damage. That's mm-hmm. a 3. I deal 3 radiant damage, and then I deal 5 fire damage. And the issue with the fire is, at the start of each of Grumar's turns until the spell ends, the target must make a constitution saving throw. Oh, did I mention he's on fire? Because he's on fire.
He does not like that.
Yeah, he's soup's on fire right now. And on a fail save, it takes 1d6... Wait, yeah, on a failed save, it takes 1d6 fire damage. On a successful save, the spell ends.
Sweet.
And he can take an action to douse the flames if he wishes to not be engulfed in flames.
If he doesn't like it,
for some reason.
Yeah.
Okay, so you said 3 and 3 and...
5.
And 5.
5 okay. Fire!
So that leads me to believe it's 11 damage.
Yeah, I think that's how
that's
much
your opinion,
is.
But sure.
Sounds fake, but okay.
Okay, Jayla.
Okay.
Each one of those lamps gave him +3 to his armor class.
Ah! Too many lamps!
So yes, there's 2 left. No, wait, there's none left.
There's
no,
none
I
left.
Got him.
Okay.
You're welcome.
I roll a 25.
That will hit.
Okay.
I asked Nika what her bonus to hit was today, so I could make sure that she could only hit on a 20.
That's hilarious.
That was so rude. I knew as soon as you asked me, and then I told you honestly, let the record show, I told you honestly what my bonus was.
Well, I would have found out.
Well, yeah, you could have.
Only there was a way.
He will take 10 from just hitting him. But then I'm also going to sack a third level spell for Divine Smite with that, which will allow me to do another 4d8 plus my improved Divine Smite for 5d8. 5.
Accent is playing the role of the audience right now.
He just stopped snoring.
You nailed it, B.
Oh my, that's very good.
I just realized I didn't do my attack twice.
You dumb.
Fuck. I'm so bad at this.
Oh, and you also probably should have used your,
Okay.
Charm to roll twice.
Okay, so he will take another 28 damage.
Just see that it's not wrong.
Is that the total?
No, it's 38 total on the first hit.
Okay.
And then does an 18 hit him?
An 18 hits.
Okay. Then he will take an additional 10 damage. And then for the last one.
What's the last one?
My bonus. 24. And then he will take an additional 9 damage.
Okay. That was a lot. It's his turn. He does not like that he just got hit so many mm-hmm. times.
Mm-hmm.
He is going to swing. Oh, well, first he's going to take damage because he's on fire, right?
He soups on fire.
So he has to make a Constitution saving throw?
Yes.
What does it say what the DC is?
We'll see here.
No, that's in your thing.
Oh, I get my spells. Okay. So my spell save DC is 15.
Okay, so he takes how much fire damage?
He will take 1d6 fire damage.
Do you want to roll it?
Yeah. He takes 2 fire damage.
He goes, I'm fire.
I am fire.
He's going to, whoa.
He can use an action to get rid of it.
He's going to use his actions to attack the monster purple lady who just did 477 damage to him.
Fire. It was like mid-60s.
That's the same.
I still think you're cheating. Okay. Let's see. So he's going to roll at disadvantage, right? Because that's a thing.
Yes. No, he hit me last time. So until he misses me, he doesn't have to roll with disadvantage again.
Oh, I thought it was a return or something.
Wait, no, it is. No, you're right. It is. It is until the start of my next turn. I forgot. It does reset at my turn. I'm sorry.
It resets on your turn.
Yes, and I just went. So
he went. Okay. So he attacks you with disadvantage.
Yes.
Oh, really?
Oh, freak off.
Oh, really? Come on.
Oh, come off it.
Frig! Eddie's staring at everybody. Look at her. Okay. She's judging you. Oh.
Holy shit.
What?
I rolled two 20-sided die. I had to take the lower one, but I couldn't because they were both ones.
Wow.
That's a Jennifer Cheek roll.
Damn. That is amazing.
I thought you were going to say you rolled two 20s.
I thought you were going to say you rolled a 20 and a 1 and you had to take the lower one.
Well, he attacks you again anyway, because fuck it.
Freak it.
Okay.
Oh. You get two 19 and a 20.
Oh my gosh.
Well, that will hit.
Man, dice. Am I right? They're crazy.
I don't like it.
He hits you for 30 slashing damage.
Okay.
Does she die?
No.
No.
Do you die?
No.
Wait, have any of us taken damage? Oh, Tom did, right?
Yes.
I think Jayla did last time, too, didn't
she? I've taken 60 damage.
Oof. Geez.
Wait, what?
Harper would be dead. 60?
Yeah.
69?
Well, no, just 60.
Just 60.
420 damage?
That's a lot of damage.
Yeah.
Okay, that's so we gotta help Jayla.
She gonna try kill him. It's fine.
Harper.
Harper pops his head back up from the hole like a mole. And is like, And then he has fire and he shoots.
Wiggins' head pops up next to his.
Like, how'd you get down there?
And then I go, ah! And then him shoot.
You should do lightning again.
No. Eat my butthole to death. him shoot five fire bulbs at him. So I go, yeah, 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 yeah. I don't know if that was five. But that's what he do. He do five. So do you want me to roll
fireballs?
Five fireballs. Because I'm catching scorching ray level five. No, level four, baby.
Baby.
do you want me to roll? I'll roll five times. One. That's a two. That one misses, I assume. What is my this is the first time I DC attacked in so long. Plus eight is what I get. So that was a 10. 21.
It's
11.
Miss.
24.
Hits.
18.
Hits.
And finally, god damn it.
That's 6.
No, that was like 5.
Yeah.
No, that doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
You hit three times. I hit him. Missed twice.
And then he takes 2d6 per, so I hit twice, so it's 4d6. 4d6.
You hit three times.
I hit three times?
Yeah.
So 66. Okay.
Outside, all of the devils go, "Hail Satan!"
Hail Satan!
Hail Satan, devils!
And none of the other guards are like, "That's weird."
Oh, that was the other thing I was gonna do. I was gonna have guards bust in. Oh well.
Oops. 6, 8, 9, 12, 18. This looks like a 7, but 22 damage total. That sucks. Is that it? Come on, baby.
I still think we should have just burned this building down. It would have destroyed all the lanterns, and he would have just burned alive in his metal armor.
And you know what? To be fair, I burned him anyway, so it would have been the same. Like, if we just burned him from the beginning.
Yeah, I shoot fire. God damn it. 22, I mean, I guess.
Worst case scenario, he makes it out, but he's on fire. Like,
I feel like the room is probably a little bit on fire.
I did miss a couple times.
I think we were concerned that we would injure innocents in this area.
There's not a lot of innocents
here.
Well,
we already
here.
Knew
Most
that there was nobody in there. Because the little mouse told
the
us.
Only, well, it's Ballard's church. It's the only thing he's managed to build.
I don't give a shit about his...
In 3 years.
I can't remember the dude's name. You think I care about his church?
We did break his lanterns. But that's not so bad.
Tom, ready thing.
I mean, you know, I guess I attack him because shit, he ain't got no lanterns. 18 plus 9. So 17?
That hits this time.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. It's been so long since it hit. I miss hitting, my friend. Let me get two D10s. Here they are. I found them.
Shut up, that dog.
I'm sorry. He's just so sleepy.
Yeah. You guys give that dog a smirch.
Nika, you're ruining the podcast.
Yeah, punch dog in butt.
No, I do punch his butt, actually.
I like to describe Eddie and her on her butt, and she dances. She loves six. It. She
I
loves
do 14
it.
Damage.
They, like, love it and they hate
14
it.
14 damage.
And then I'm going to attack him again. Is he dead?
No.
Okay, I'm going to attack him again. 16 plus 9.
That
so
also
25.
Hits.
I'm proud of you.
17, 23 damage this time.
Good. Good. Good.
And I kiss him a little bit.
He does not enjoy being kissed by you.
That's as a boner action.
He is in a church, so he's homophobic.
Oh, no.
Oh, that's not nice.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Aludra.
Okay, so Jayla, are you injured? Should I heal you? Because I can heal you. Because you've lost a lot of hit points.
If you would like to, yes, I would definitely appreciate it.
I'm going to do that then. So I'm going to use my aura of vitality, and a healing energy radiates from you in your aura with a 30-foot radius. I don't want to heal that dude, so I got to not get him in my aura, I guess.
Yeah, it's not only allies.
It doesn't say.
What does it say?
It says, until the spell ends, the aura moves with you, centered on you. You can use a bonus action to cause one creature in the aura, including you, to regain 2d6.
Yeah, you cause them.
Okay, so it's not just like whoever's around me.
If you want to be a dickhead, you could cure him if you so choose.
I definitely don't want to do that.
I mean, it'd be nice.
Hold on a second. I can use a bonus action to cause one creature in the aura to regain 2d6 hit points. Well, what's the main action?
It's a bonus action. There's
so
no
you
thing
can
you don't have to use your attack.
And then you could heal me. Give me
you
heal.
Could do both.
Well, no, but this is... No, the aura of vitality is an action.
Yeah, one action, bonus
so you
action.
You use an action to create the aura, and then you use your bonus action to heal somebody.
But what is the aura? Nothing? It just doesn't do anything on the action? And the bonus is the healing?
Yes. But I assume it's concentration, so you can keep it. Right?
Okay, yeah, it is.
Yeah, so it's like Tom's old bard thing.
But you can't do more than one concentration spell at a time.
Right, but you can keep that up, and then every turn for a bonus action, it sounds like.
I can heal somebody. Okay, cool. Well, I guess I can't set Grimoire on fire anymore.
You gotta stop that.
Which is fine. So I'm gonna do this.
Well, wait, you could... If you have to keep that up for concentration, you could use your Lay on Hands.
Oh, yeah.
Or you can attack first and then do your bonus action afterward. No, that wouldn't work.
No, because it's got to be...
It just depends on if you want to keep your concentration. Because I'm pretty sure you can do Lay on Hands without...
Even though it's cool to set Grimoire on fire, it's not that much damage. I think you got to be better off to heal the person who does a lot of damage. I'm going to do that.
Truth.
So I'm going like to stop setting Grimoire on fire and to start healing Jayla.
A sentence never said before.
So
I do kind of miss healing.
I like this one because it's like you do it. There's no like roll. It's like, yep, you got it.
That's what's cool about Magic Missile.
Except for I have to roll. Yes. Wait, do I roll the 2d6 hit points? Jayla rolls them.
It's whatever. If you want to roll it,
Jayla
you can roll
should
it.
Roll them.
Yeah, it probably makes more sense.
Do you trust me? I've been not rolling super great.
Hey, I roll horribly.
You've met Jennifer before, right?
It's very bad. I can't believe anyone's letting me heal anyone.
Okay, you said 2d6, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Just not actually even that many hit points.
I got a 3 and a 2.
Oh, you got 5 hit points.
That's it?
I'll take it.
Yeah, but I guess since you're like radiating goodness, you know, you can, I don't know, whatever.
I can heal anyone within a 30-foot radius that I wish.
Hey, man.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, you use your action to make the zone happen, and now you can use your actions to attack while the zone exists and boner us, too.
Yes, that's true. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, thanks for making me feel better about it.
Okay, is that your turn?
Yep.
Jayla.
Okay. I want to hit him again. Okay, I got a 21.
That hits.
Can I get some more RP? I don't want 21. I don't want that hits. I don't want I'm attacking him. I rear back and snarl.
Let me figure out my damagey stuff, and then I will describe what I do.
Sure. I just think a major reason why combat is really boring is because we play it like it's a Super Nintendo video game sometimes. You hit, you don't hit. Let's go. I attack, I don't attack. I take off his lamps, which, I mean, it's so Super Nintendo.
Yeah, Tim, I think Danica is doing a great job with her rearing back and snarling. I can hear it almost constantly.
Do you want me to give you each individual hit? I rolled over a 20 on each hit. Will that hit?
Yeah, just give me the total. Let's just go.
Okay, so I got 57 damage. Aludra comes up and she dabs the blood off Jayla's face and, you know, kind of puts a little Band-Aid on her and, like, does the, like, wrestling pep talk thing.
You made a bandage. She's like, we don't want to get sued.
Right. Oh, yeah, sorry, a bandage. A mesh bandage. And then Jayla turns around and she looks at him and she mimes back to him the words that he said about how he was going to hurt them. And then she says, I think we're going to hurt you. And then she unhauls ass and she does like this really awesome anime like spinny attack where she spins towards him. And as she comes around and spins him, she slashes him like across the face.
Oh,
and
hell
then she
yeah.
comes back up and she uses... the like while she comes up, she uses the end of her shaft to knock him in the chin and knock his head back. And then as it comes up, she slices his throat on the other side.
And in the corner of the screen is a chibi Jayla that goes bye bye.
I don't get the reference.
It's a reference to Japan.
So your shaft hit him in the chin. Is that right?
Yes. That's my bonus action. Technically that happens last, but.
Got it. Cool. He looks pretty beat up, but.
He goes,
I might be going down in this fight, but you're coming with me. talking to Jayla.
Cool. I'm into it.
I'm not.
Steve. Fuck.
Yay.
That sounded good for us.
He misses the first time. Second time is better. That is a 23 versus AC.
That will hit.
Do he I get to 30 damage to you.
Oh, okay.
Oh, no!
I'm still up.
Who up?
How many hit points do you have left?
I have none of your business.
Again, I can find out for the audience.
You can. I have enough that if he were to hit me for another 30, I would drop. I have 19.
Nice.
We have to kill him!
Nice. Harper.
Harp, get him.
Harper pops up from the hole. He's like, he's Scorching Ray. He do same thing. Fourth level Scorch Ray. 5 fire bulbs. This is the detail I want. 11. Fuck. 11. Fuck. 14. Fuck.
Oh, no. 13.
Oh my god. 14.
You miss every time.
So I'm like shooting fireballs everywhere in this.
This church is on fire.
Like,
this church is on fire.
This look cool, and he pops down the hole again.
Okay, Tom.
I mean, that turn.
Tom is kind of like in combat. Tom in 5th edition is a pretty boring character to play. Like I have a bunch of things that do like that alter my melee attacks, but it really just comes down to I get to melee attack. So I'm gonna do that.
But the cool thing is that it's like all you can do is melee attack, so it goes quick.
It goes very quick. Unless I have a ton of exposition about how all I can do is melee attack. I rolled a 17 plus 9, so that's a lot. I hit him.
That hits.
Yay!
17 plus 6, so 23. I hit him for 23.
He's got blood coming out of every hinge of his giant set of armor.
Blood hole? Butthole? Is there blood coming out of his butthole?
His blood hole.
That's what it is now.
It's a blood hole now. Yeah. 12 plus 9. That's less confident about that, but that's 21.
That's...
It sure as fuck does. That's not as good of a roll as last time. That is a 15 plus 6, so 21.
21?
Uh-huh.
21.
Yeah, 21.
What is it? What does it look like when you kill him?
Well, the first slash, I'm like right next to him, and I do like one swing, you know, to the right. And that puts me behind him in a perfect position to spin around and put my sword right in his butt for the second swing. And that's not good.
The only unarmed spot.
He was
spot.
Already bleeding out of there, but now he's bleeding more and he's dead.
And Blooddrinker says to you, "Blood, I'm drinking so much blood."
Oh my god, this is like blood bukkake right now for Blooddrinker.
And then it's Kill Bill.
So he's dead and stuff.
Yay, we did it.
You hear an explosion outside.
Oh god. Are the devils up to mischief?
They're mischiefing.
There's definitely a ruckus happening out there.
Do we need to like cut his head off or something to prove that we killed him?
We might need to cut his head off.
I think we gotta cut his head off.
Want me to cut his head off?
Yeah, you got to. You gotta cut it off.
I am on it. I pulled the sword out of his butt.
Do we have any tar to dip his head in to preserve
him? We're not going that far.
Are we gonna put him in a barrel of wine?
We're not going that far.
Okay, fine. Are you sure? I feel like it'd be really cool.
Jesus, what's your deal with this?
I just think it'd be really cool.
Oh, this got dark.
I think Wiggins agrees with me.
We gonna pickle his head?
Squeeze, squeeze, squeeze,
squeeze. Squeeze, squeeze, squeeze,
squeeze. Okay, so I guess Tom cuts his head off.
I did do that.
Hell yeah.
Okay. The church is on fire, FYI.
Oh, shit.
This church is on fire.
Does anyone have a... unfire spell.
Fuck that. Let's go back down the hole.
Well, we don't want to. No, we got.
How many stories up are we, Thrifty?
You're on the, like, the first floor.
Okay, it's I jump out church. The window.
All right, I can put out campfire sized chunks 3 at a time every couple seconds.
Can't you, like, cast wind and.
Oh, yeah, I'll do that.
And water and shit. Are you a storm sorcerer?
Yeah, that's. Yeah. Guys, the church is too far gone. Just leave it.
No, I can get it.
He blows wind and it just makes the flames go up higher.
Oh shit! Oh shit! It's so much worse now. All right,
I really fucked it up.
Now I can do gust of wind and it's like a super wind and it pushes it out. My other wind makes fire good. The other one makes it go bad. But I can't make it rain. I can only make rain do different go.
That was barely English.
Whatever that means.
What? No. Instead of do rain, I do rain different. I make rain different.
Okay.
Okay, so you hear all sorts of stuff. So you put out the fire. The church is damaged, but it's not destroyed.
They face it.
Anyone see that?
It's pretty cool.
Somewhere Ballard is going, oh, thank goodness. And
Ballard, bless him. Bless his heart.
And, you hear sound. That sounds like there's battle sounds outside.
Okay, we got to go figure out what's going on. I assume it's the devils.
We should scoot.
Yeah.
We should just leave.
Yeah. We should go down hole and scoot.
Okay, let's go down the hole.
Should we, there's got to be some fine treasure in this room, though, right?
Oh, good point. We gotta loot first.
We loot the room.
Okay, you loot the room. There isn't really a lot of loot.
God, fuck you.
This guy didn't have anything cool.
Did he have the brain apparatus removal station, which was stolen from Shadowspar Keep?
He doesn't.
Is there like a box of unconsecrated communion wafers?
Ooh, I'm gonna eat them.
Or consecrated, like whatever. It's
is there like a saint's skeletal hand in a box?
There's a lot of Bahamut relics and stuff like that. Ugh. Not relics, but like.
I was gonna say, are they relics or are they just symbols and such?
Or is there like any relish?
Oh.
Yes, this is all that Grimmar eats is relish.
He's got like a hot dog bar in
he's
there.
He's got like a 5 gallon drum of relish. He just eats it with like a giant ladle.
Stop it.
Really big straw. He drinks it with like a boba straw.
I was gonna say, this is a Christian podcast. Quit it with that relish talk.
So there's definitely a few hundred gold pieces worth of like.
All right,
you know, platinum. Crap.
We should
red.
We take right. that.
Throw it in the bag of holding.
Check his body though. Harper again says in the hole, head peering up.
You're not willing to do it though.
I'm super far away. You do it.
Ugh, fine. Eludra checks his body. Well, what's left of it?
Jayla checks out Eludra's body.
Yeah. You do some weird shit.
I like it when you loot those bodies.
Is this canon?
100% canon.
Alright, you find some coins and stuff, but nothing.
I love coins.
Fuck you.
Nothing exciting.
It's a pocket full of relish.
Alright, let's come back down the hole.
Alright, Harper, I know you love the hole. We're gonna come down the hole.
I live here now. Harper's okay, cleaning bits of himself.
We agree, so we do it. We go down the hole.
So you go back into the sewers.
Do you guys want to do that? Do you want to go out the front door?
Probably the sewer.
I've already
right?
jumped out the window, if you remember.
Okay, right, Tom is out the window.
Where's Tom?
Oh, God.
Where's Tom?
He went out the window.
You didn't grab him?
No, he's a big boy. I can't make him do what he doesn't
want to
do.
Why did you not want me to jump out the window? The building's on fire, or is it out now?
I put it out.
I'm outside. I don't know.
Like, man, glad I got away from that burning building.
You gotta keep a hold on Tom.
Says the man who's been in the hole this whole time.
I've been in the hole the whole time.
What's the situation outside the church, Thrifty?
Well, I don't want to say until the other people make up their mind on what they're doing.
Okay, we'll go with Tom.
We have to go after Tom. Come on, get out of
the hole.
You
jumped out the window with me?
Wait, jump out the window with Tom.
I was going to go out the
man.
Why don't you jump out the not broken window right next to the one that he just smashes right through?
Sure.
I didn't say it. I did say I jumped out a window. Never mind. I wanted to leave a Tom-shaped hole in the wall, but I guess I didn't say that early enough.
Harper shoots a bit of fire behind him like Tony Stark akin, and then he jumps out a window that is not on the first floor or is higher.
Oh.
Because he fly.
Eludra, like, climbs over the window, and she looks like a sad child when she does it, but she does it.
Completely covered in cuts and scrapes.
Relish.
And,
and also relish, probably.
Who's this bog golem we picked? Oh, it's...
Hey!
I thought you were a bog golem.
I'm a relish goblin.
I guess you are.
Okay, so you're outside, and it is chaos. There are citizens of New Newfoundland Land running amok, some of them with hair on fire, some of them with not hair on fire. There are knights fighting devils. There are devils fighting knights. There are people running and screaming.
I'm glad you said there was devils fighting knights, because I thought that, like, the knights were fighting the devils, and then the devils were just taking it.
Like, like,
what can you do?
Hey, Wednesday.
This is my kink.
It's a living.
Oh, my God.
I mean, so if they're all occupied, we don't really have to stay here, right? We can just leave them. Fuck it.
How many knights are fighting devils?
Well, it looks like the knights are being routed, and they're running.
So they're running away?
It's devil time.
Yeah, you see lots of dead knights and lots of dead devils on the ground.
No!
Can we loot them?
Just as the last devil finishes off the last knight, it occurs to you that you're seeing a lot of, like, arrows in people. That was kind of confusing. And the last devil turns to you and is like,
and what does
then
it
he
mean?
Says telepathically to you, we did it. And as he says that, an arrow sprouts through the back of his head and out the front.
Felton 2! No!
And you hear a voice say, what are you tunt and shaft benders doing here?
Wait,
what shaft benders?
Yep. And that's where we'll call the episode.
Oh, we have fun.
I cannot believe.
I kind of believed. I think that right now we're definitely in the retreading idea step, and Nika is just losing her whole shit.
You guys don't even know how exciting it is to be able, this sounds so dumb, to be in an episode with Lugan every time I lose my shit.
I
want
to hear more.
I mean, you can't go back to New Newfoundland Land and not see Lugan.
Right?
Who's Lugan?
Oh, you.
Shut your mouth, you
smellwag.
Fuck, man.
We saw Lugan to your house and smack you.
Paylor's Hope.
We did.
So hopefully it's...
But we've not seen him in action, though.
No. What do you call tunting? Tunting?
Tauntaun? Like from Star
tunting
Wars?
Tunting shaft bender.
Oh. What's a tunting shaft bender?
I don't know.
Okay.
I'm not a wood elf.
That's true.
So thanks, everybody. Tim, do you want to read some feedback? We got a bunch.
Not only do I want to read feedback, but I would definitely read some feedback. My man says, AJ Yukon, just caught up in the last episode today after listening to you guys for almost every workday for the last 2 months. There have been countless moments where I have had to keep myself from bursting out laughing in front of my coworkers. My favorite moment would have been Harper's Sausage Stick. A perfect blend of D&D and humor that leaves you wanting more after each episode. 9.9 out of 10 needs more pregnant Tom the Sonic the Hedgehog. Okay, bye!
Can do!
From Nova Azure. It took me a little over 2 months to catch up, but I finally did it. You guys make my drive to class in the morning and the drive home so much better. Okay, bye. Harper and Jayla are the best, and Elutra and Tom are close second, and Thrifty's NPCs are always really cool. As a fledgling DM, this podcast gives me great ideas, so I want to thank you all so much. You're all great. Okay, bye! Listen to this podcast by Bartholomew from the United States. Whether you're a veteran D&D player or just sit in a peanut gallery making fun of nerds who are, this podcast is a blast to listen to. Characters and story I can invest in an imaginative world that is as captivating as it is immense. The ride to work has never felt shorter. Shameless silverweed references, obvious Portland pandering from Tyler Durden Soup. And I love it. But let's get serious here. Tim, did you realize Mike, the game progresses in real time tomorrow, gave a 30-day countdown?
Oh, that's where that came from.
Yeah.
Huh?
The thing that I mentioned earlier, I was like, somebody on Twitter said this or something.
Oh, okay. They gave a 30-day countdown until Eludra's and Tom Brands explode, and you, in that you even timestamped the October 28th recording date on air. I can't wait to hear the stunning conclusion of the dilemma by no later than November 27th. Oof. And that will not happen, my fam. 50, playtime, not real time. Yeah, this episode comes out, I think, on the 23rd, so not going to happen. And what dreams may come, says Elmeres from Canada. G'day, mate, great podcast. I started listening back when it first started, but got sidetracked and now have to catch up. But just a word of the wise, if you're going to binge, listen, you may have some strange dreams as Thrifty accompanying you to a mall-like place full of computers and no washrooms when you really have to go. Okay. I hope tonight my dreams won't be about Tom showing up scantily clad with a bucket of fish. That would get dicey. Still won't stop me from listening, though. Thanks, guys. Tom's my man from Pachalas from Australia. G'day, mate.
Oh, that's what not an what awesome you
podcast.
Do.
These guys and gals seriously bring it strong with plenty of ridiculous scenarios and goofs. After binging on all the episodes the last few weeks and catching up, I defiantly going to have to start up again from the beginning. I give it a 7 out of 7. Scar Dragon Boar Nipples. Awesome podcast from Thorn Former Scooter says, this is honestly one of the funniest, most addictive podcasts I listen to, and the only one I've ever listened to in its entirety more than once. But more than that, it's helped me personally get through some pretty rough times. The fact that the cast members have been so openly supportive of women and LGBT people in geek culture make it feel like a safe space. And Jennifer, as a fellow feminist Bible student studies, I would love to have a long conversation with you someday about gender, sexuality in the Old Testament.
Red!
So if you ever plan a geekly con in Minneapolis or St. Paul, hit me up.
That's awesome. Talk to me on Twitter.
Hey, man, let's do it. Looking for a Matsuwa KR fusion cuisine cooking podcast? Sushi Cocaine says, well, you're probably high or delusional then. This podcast has made me laugh, run over Knowles, cry, and made my family hold an intervention because they thought I was doing Silverweed. Great cast of characters who tend to do the opposite of what the pro or conductor, I mean, DM is aiming for. Totally worth the intervention and dragon boners. Greatest thing I've listened to from Squall 338. I've been listening at work since episode 1 and just caught up. The cast is a great mix of personalities and always makes me laugh when Tom does something no one expects and the rest has to scramble to deal with the consequences like he just did. Thrifty always paints a great story despite the adventurers never going according to plan. I can't wait to have another old man NPC following them around. So take a knee, grab a beer, and okay, bye. Sexy, absurd, and all around fantastic from Nate Woodward. I've been listening for about a month and I just caught up. Jesus, fuck! I no longer know what to do with myself now that I
have to wait
for another episode. There have been so many on the edge of my seats moments and I just ended on one of them. I can't wait to hear what happens next. Okay, bye!
That's such a common theme in this batch.
Yeah, I feel like after...
You guys are so dedicated.
Yeah, after the Adventure Zone started, we've been getting so many new listeners and you new Adventure Zone-based listeners are nuts.
Love you guys.
Love you guys.
And thank you to McElroy's.
I would have thought that it would have had like the opposite effect. I would have thought like people have been like, listen to Adventure Zone. Oh, these guys are funny. Like,
I mean, it's a theory. We don't know exactly. We assume that's why, but it's like,
I think people are just super thirsty for D&D these days.
There's I know anecdotally, is going up, and then when they started, it's
right,
it's
and spiked. Then it went up a lot because they, you know,
yeah. I mean, it's probably true that like a bunch of people who had never listened to a D&D podcast probably started, and then like looked for others.
They were like, oh, this can be funny. Let me find another one, and then they find us, and then we have 145 episodes.
Yeah. Right. And plus, 5th edition came out, and other D&D podcasts have started, so like Adventure Zone helped, but technically when we first started, Nerd Poker helped too.
Yeah, so, that's the thing. It's synergy. Like,
yeah, thanks. That's why sometimes people are like, are thanks, you upset people. Whenever a new D&D? No,
man, it's good.
It helps. It honestly helps.
There's a lot of people with a lot of time.
Yeah.
Who, you know...
Well, like, I mean, I listen to...
I'm trying to listen to podcasts.
Well, you know, if people are listening... Like, I know I listen to podcasts while I'm, like, cooking or, like, cleaning around the house. Like, it's you can spend a lot of time listening to podcasts.
Right, and the WotC, you know, community is so good that, you know, it's not like there's a rivalry between us and podcasts that get triple our downloads on, like in a moment's notice, you know? So it's not even a big deal. Not that there are other podcasts that do this.
Just listen to us. We hate them all.
Nice.
That's not true. We love them. So thank you, everybody, for listening. If you want to talk to us, like Jennifer said earlier, we're on Twitter. We're at Geekly Anchor at D&D Podcast. I'm at Thrifty Nerd.
I'm at Tim Lanning.
I'm at Jennifer Cheek.
I'm at Nika underscore Howard.
I'm at the Mike Bachman.
I think we just started updating our Tumblr as well.
Oh,
and
yes.
Also, our Facebook is more active now. Yeah. So there's all these ways to get in touch with us. Do all those things.
Do we have a Snapchat?
Not yet.
All the brands need Snapchat. Jennifer, your hair looks great.
Oh, thank you. It's kind of weird today.
Didn't get your fill of action and adventure in this episode of Drunks and Dragons? Well, then check out these other Geekly Inc. shows, including Cast of Thrones, Cthulhu and Friends, Sayer, Dreadful Thoughts, Fistful of Pixels, and Top 5 of Death. You can also visit us at geeklyinc.com, where you can get more information on Geekly Game Night, read the always updating content, and check out some fan art that would make Tom blush. Afterwards, make sure to head over to our shop and okay buy some merchandise so you and Jayla can be matching best friends. When you've finished with drinking your gallon jug of relish, head over to iTunes to leave us a 5-star rating and review. Otherwise, you might miss out on your sweet, sweet loot. Also, don't forget to head over to patreon.com/dndpodcast, where you can donate a monthly amount to help us make this podcast better with each episode, unless you want to be part of Tom's body part menagerie. Make sure to check out geeklycon.com to get your ticket for GeeklyCon 2016, which will be held in Portland, Oregon. Tickets are going fast, so get yours soon. New episodes come out every Monday. So go subscribe, get your chibi death scene ready, and get ready for things to get dicey.
Hey, at least 3 people in the chat room said they found us because of Adventure Zone. So there you go.
One person found us just by Googling best D&D podcast.
What?
Yeah, there's That's a Reddit thread that we're definitely in, which is nice. Thank you. We love it. Yeah. Everyone's so nice to us. It's weird.
I check the...
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
The hits we get from GeekLink, what links are linking to us. And whenever that one is in the top, I do the, oh, look, some people are trying to find a Dungeons & Dragons podcast. Because that's not illegal.
Good times. Thanks, everybody. Don't forget to go, like Nika said, to Patreon, because like we want to send you Christmas cards. I did it again. I fucking did it again. It's a thing now.
It's not a Christmas card.
It's a winter solstice card.
That's right.
Yeah.
Thank you, everybody, and we'll see you next week. Until then, it's been dicey.
I like the chat again because they're calling me attractive.
They were arguing before which one of us was cuter, Tim. I don't know
between me and you.
Between you two.
Yeah. Well, me, Josca said that I was the cutest, and then somebody else
Wait,
said
is
that
it
you
just
were the cutest.
You two?
Yeah.
Oh, you guys could fuck right off.
Josca has a weird theme for thrifty, which is true.
Weird? I think it's not. I don't think it's that weird. Tim.
Well, I don't think that you think you're attractive, but I know that I think I'm attractive. And Thrifty, I only say that because of private conversations we've had where you've expressed deep, dark disdain for yourself. And that's the only reason. It's private. And don't worry, you my boo, you my bae. I think you're attractive. And we've kissed several times, so...
That's real.
This is not... I don't like this conversation.
He's as red as his headband!
Why? You just got an accent out of nowhere.
That's my real accent.
Oh, God. Our cute dog.
Don't be
so afraid,
afraid
of that dog.
She's the sweetest dog in the world.
She's so terrifying.
She's so sweet.
Just because she's mostly bone and skin.
She only loves to eat, sleep, and be petted.
Yeah.
Listen, I'm so sorry, but looks aren't everything. Or, I mean, personality isn't everything. That's what I meant to say.